Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. I've got a guest sitting opposite me, and we're going to talk to her in a few minutes. Prior to that, between 1 and 2, we've got the Legal Hour. I believe the big honcho, Grant Hutchinson, is coming in today to talk to us, and we've got a couple of questions for him, and we'll have a lot of fun. And then between 2 and 3, we've got the Healesville U3A. They're on holidays this week, I believe, and next week, and then they're back into the next term. So we'll talk to them what they've got coming up as well. But I have with me this morning, or this afternoon, should I say, the Yarra Glen Living and Learning Centre. We had them in, I think, late last year. But this time we've got Julie. So welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Alan.
Good to have you along. And first of all, let me just ask you, how long have you been involved with the Yarra Glen Living and Learning?
Possibly 2, maybe 3 years.
So, Julie, let's just go back. Why did you get involved?
So I was looking for a little local job post-COVID. I'd worked for Major University for many years.
That's great, because you're meeting people that want to learn something new, and you're also working with people that are trying to put something back into the community too, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so term one has just finished. We're on holidays. So were there any new programs that started during term one that you hadn't had last year?
No, pretty much the same. The only thing that really changes is probably our art and craft programs. We're always looking for arty people, and they're always looking for new presenters. So probably the only thing that's really different is
the
craft people that come along.
Right. And also, I guess, and we will talk about this as we get on a bit later, one of the things that I guess that you want, you're probably always looking for new presenters, aren't you? Volunteers that want to come along and do a program.
Yes, absolutely. Like everywhere, I think people are staying indoors. They don't seem to be engaging. So we are always looking for people who want to meet the community and people who want to support their community.
We're going to have to take another break. I don't believe the audience can hear what's going on. So we'll come. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
On the road again. Again, on the road again, like a band of gypsies we
sorry about that, but we've now found out what the problem is. So, we'll, Julie, I did ask you what happened in the last quarter. So, were there a few new ones, few new segments that you started or programs?
The only probably really different thing is any of our art and craft programs that that we start. We're always looking for arty and crafty people to run programs. We have, I neglected to mention, started children's story time in our little reading room. One of our...
That's at the front, isn't it?
Yeah. One of our lovely members who's a retired school teacher put up her hand and said, oh, I'd like to run weekly story time. So she's coming every Wednesday morning, except not this week during school holidays.
No, school holidays change things a bit, don't they?
Yeah.
All right, so another week's holiday, then you're back into it. So when do you actually start, and what's the programs for this next quarter, particularly to start with, if you've got any special ones coming up?
So we're starting on the 22nd of April. That's on the Monday.
Yep.
And we're finishing on the 4th of July. We're going to run CPR and first aid.
Yep.
A couple of our tutors need to renew their skills and I need to renew my skills.
So they'll be accredited, the people that do those?
Yep.
Yep.
So we're working with a professional provider.
Yep.
We're going to be running our very popular In the Garden workshops with Kathleen. So we're doing hanging baskets in a couple of weeks. And that's on a Saturday, 3rd of May. We're going to be doing aromatherapy, which I've signed up for. I'd like to do that.
Yep.
And we've negotiated to get a lady called Rachel to come and show us introduction to watercolour painting.
Oh, that'd be great. And that's for, I don't say dummies, but you need not have...
No, you don't have to. Yeah. I mean, we do have people that attend our crafty and art courses who are skilled in that area.
Yep.
But you don't have to have any particular skill. We just take it as it goes. And then if we find that people enjoy it and they want to take it more, we'll try and run it later in the year.
Sounds fair. The other thing is too, there was something else I saw. Meditation. You got meditation coming up to...
That's one of our fairly regular programs. We do that every term where we can, if we can get enough people to come.
Yep.
And all our classes are fairly small as well, so you don't need to feel that you're sharing a space with 20 other people.
Oh, that's good. So are they, well, you say that they're on a bit, they're running all the time, or are they only just sort of on particular day, once or twice during the quarter?
For example, things like meditation might run for, say, 4 weeks in a row.
Right.
But some of our regular classes like...
Let's just go back to these. So where they might run 4 weeks in a row, they're not going to run the whole term, are they?
No.
And obviously the CPR course, that's more or less just a one day.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that people understood that. Now, I also see here that you've got Bob coming along to talk about tips and tricks for the devices. So are we talking their iPads, mobile phones, or what are we talking?
Yep, and Bob's one of our members who offers this service every term. It's one-on-one. You book him, you come and see him, and he'll spend 20 minutes, half an hour with you, I'm not going to say it costs nothing. There is a small fee.
Yep.
But, again, he has so much patience, he will come and spend time with you.
So, and how often is he going to be on?
That's only once in the term.
Once in the term, yep. So that's on Tuesday the 6th of May, isn't it?
Yes, I believe it is. I'm just looking at my list.
And so is the hanging baskets. Like they're just
one-offs, yep.
So I guess, and you'll give the details later, I guess people need to keep an eye on what's going on your website or your Facebook page.
On the Facebook page,
because some of these, they're not going to be there in a month's time. You need, when they're there.
That's right.
Yep. All right, so this is term two we're going into, isn't it?
Yes.
So then term three, you've got a ladies in the kitchen. So are you going to cook Christmas in July, or are you going to just tell people what they should cook for Christmas in July?
More like that. And yep. And that's one of our regular term features.
Yep.
That's only once.
Yep.
In a term. And
well, and only in July.
Well, this time only in July, but sometimes it's done in other months.
Oh, is it? Yep, yep.
You don't have to cook. You just sit round and watch lovely Jill, who's known, I think, to quite a few people,
yep.
Demonstrate what she's cooking. She provides recipes. You get to taste her goodies. And usually whoever's on in the office on that day gets to taste the goodies also.
Yep. So everybody wants to put their hand up to work in the office that day, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I see another one down here, Minion Kitchen.
Yes, again, run by Jill, and yep. That's once a term. That's in the evening.
Yep.
Same thing.
You get to watch what she's doing. Yep. Are any of these, like, are they based across all age groups, or like the Men in the Kitchen, I'm thinking, are they aimed more at the older guy who might be a widower or something like that?
Yeah,
or?
Tends to be. Yep. Tends to be, yeah.
Well, often, and I don't want to sound sexist, but it's the truth, often wifey has been doing the cooking and then she passes on and all of a sudden men who haven't had a lot of experience all of a sudden have to start to cook.
That's right, yes, that's right. Mm. I'm not sure how much of the men's experience is transferred back to home, but I know that they have a very good time. They enjoy their evening.
Well, that's fair enough. And that's on Tuesday the 22nd of July. So people need to mark some of these things in their diaries, because I guess some of these things sell out fairly quickly too. Introduction to genealogy. Now, there's a real uptake in family history, but that's only once again too in July, isn't it?
Yep. And that's actually a new one. A new one. Is our one of our members approached us, and she said that she would like to run the genealogy program. So we'll see how that one takes off.
And what's Polymer Clay Creations? What's that?
It's usually making little earrings and jewellery. Now, this is one of our new presenters.
Right.
She was advertising and, I again, looking for arty, crafty yep. people. So it'll be earrings and brooches and things like that. And it's the polymer clay that you roll out, like Sculpey, and I think you cook it and then you've got a badge or and earrings or a necklace
forever.
Or something to wear, yes.
And also you've got your library comes with technical support to the centre every first Tuesday of the month.
Yes, so they come regularly like they do to some of the other libraries and reading yep. rooms, and they are very popular. They get booked out. And so this is in addition to Bob's. Yep. Once a term.
This is the same thing for mobile phones, iPads and
yep.
all, and computers and
yep.
all that.
Yep.
Because very often, particularly as people get older, the children buy mum and dad a mobile phone or an iPad, and then they just give it to them and expect them to find their way through too, don't they?
Yes. And it doesn't matter how many times you come along, just book in with the team down at the reading room. Down at the front near Bell Street.
Yep.
You can keep on coming as many times as you need
until you get used to it.
Until you exactly.
All right. And also, you've got a couple of monthly gatherings there. Sticks and Hooks. What's that? Is that crochery or what?
That is lovely. Again, some of our a group of lovely member ladies who crochet or knit.
Yep.
They often have donated wool. They make blankets. They make hats. They make little toys for disadvantaged people. So often they will take rugs to some of the aged care homes. I can't think which one at the moment. Yep. Or they will take hats to one of the outreach people. I know that took some items last year to Hickey, which was great.
Oh, yep, yep.
And I believe they featured in the local paper there. They are fabulous ladies.
And book chat, is that like a book club or how does that come about?
Very informal.
Yeah.
I'm a member of that.
So does everybody read the same book or do you just read your book?
And it's quite informal, unlike some book clubs.
Yep.
We agree to choose an author or a subject to read about every month.
Right.
And we can read it whenever we want, but so long as it relates to that subject or
so
author.
So if you picked out an author, you all read the same author but not necessarily the same book.
The book. Correct, yes.
Oh, that's unusual.
And we have very lively discussions.
Yeah, because normally a book club you all read the same book, don't you? And then you discuss various aspects of that book. But this, you're actually not actually talking about the book, are you? You're talking about the author's way of writing?
Or we can be talking about the book because some of our members may have read the book that, say, I'm reading.
Yep.
And we'll have a discussion about that. So.
All right. That's a bit of a novel idea. So what's the OMNI Garden?
Oh, these are, again, a couple of our other groups. Yep. So Omni is Older Men, New Ideas, and I believe it's part of another, a wider group. But again, it's our older gentlemen who meet, I think, a Monday once a month. Yep. In the afternoon, they have a bit of a chat, probably about politics at the moment.
Well, geez, that could get lively.
Yeah. Yes. The Garden is the garden group that meets once a month. We've actually, they've increased in size in the last couple of months, which is great.
Oh, that's great.
You need to be a member. You can come along, work in the garden.
Oh, so you've got a garden there
We've
for
got
the
a community
working.
Garden. Yep. Yes. We had a lady come this morning. One of our members came and did some mulching from a pile that we'd had delivered.
Where's the garden?
At the rear of the centre.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I know the centre.
Beside the kinder.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got the gate.
Yep.
So a lot of the regular members have their own patches that they attend to.
Yep.
And they often will have a project they're working with. So, for instance, mulching. They've got a pile of mulch there that they just come whenever they can and
dig
the mulch in.
Yeah.
We regularly have the kinder kids come from next door.
Oh, that'd be good for them too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's all supervised.
Yeah.
It's arranged in advance.
Yep.
So they do that.
All right. I've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Around the whiskey. Yeah, I've been here before. We can drink, I'll even let you kiss me. Say goodnight at the door. And I know you know some girls who would wait by the phone, who would cancel all the plans just to get you alone. And you think I'm gonna fall, but I stand on my own. Yeah, I'm the
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 24 minutes to one. And, of course, at 1 o'clock we'll have the legal hour. But I'm talking to Julie from the Yarra Glen Living and Learning Centre. We've just had a few little technical issues here this morning, but we'll get by. Julie, apart from the those sort of special ones we talked about, you've got other regulars, like you've got an elder rights advocacy information centre. So is that, that's only on the once, is it?
Yeah, that was actually not a regular session.
Right.
We were approached by Siobhan from the Elder Rights Advocacy Australia,
right,
who's been visiting various organisations that work with older people,
yep,
and informing them of their rights and responsibilities. And we had a very interesting session with her a couple of weeks ago. I found it very interesting. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to have her back later in the year because I believe government regulations are going to change after July, especially with regard to funding of packages. So I'm hoping
for
to have
NDIS or aged care?
No, not aged care, actually.
Oh, right.
So I'm hoping to have her back later in the year when that's changed so she can talk to some of our community. Or most of our members seem to be older and I believe they'll be interested in hearing about the changes.
Oh, that sounds good. You've also got other things on, particularly health and well-being courses. I see they're coming up again during May and June.
Yep. So our regular programs that run every week during the terms, yep, but usually once or twice a week, is Qigong with Jess, which I believe, and I'm probably going to get in trouble here, is a bit like Tai Chi, but I'll probably be shot down in flames for saying that.
Right.
Meditation, as I said earlier, runs for about 4 weeks. Vinyasa yoga, music, movement and mirth, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, is that aimed at the older age group? Or?
Yes, yep. That's run on Fridays. That's been run for years.
And that's to keep people moving, isn't it?
Yep. And we have people come in wheelchairs, on walking frames.
Oh, right.
On walking sticks. It's a lot of fun. I'm usually, that's been my day when I've been working, and I love meeting those people.
So the idea is, I mean, obviously just sitting around is not going to do anything for your health either. So it's all about getting yourself moving, active in whatever, because not everybody can run a marathon. So I guess it just works with what your body will do. Is that right?
Yes. So as Sandy plays a lot of fun music. She gets them doing things like throwing bean bags into circles or clapping or stamping their feet or doing things that gets the neural pathways working. I've had a go at it once or twice and it's not easy.
All right. And so apart from that, one of the things that as you get older they warn you against, that you will lose a bit of your strength and also your balance, isn't it? So,
yep,
that's very important.
That's been running again for a few years with the lovely Vicky, who's been doing it for a few years. That's really popular. We're doing that 2 days a week.
Yep.
And the classes are always full.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we all hear about people in the older age group, and I know that sounds terrible, but it is, just falling over.
Correct. That's the whole idea.
Yep.
We'd love to see more gentlemen come along. It seems to be mainly ladies, but we'd love to have more gentlemen come along to these classes.
Do the guys sort of think that they're bulletproof and nothing's going to happen to them?
I think they probably do.
All right. Oh, and Pilates.
And that's another one run by Vicky, who's been doing that for a few years. Again, 2 days a week, her classes are always full, always.
Right. And some of these things I see where you don't have to pay for the full course right up front in case you can't cope with it or something, so you can have a trial class and just pay for the one session and see if it suits you.
Yes, but once you decide to join, we ask you to pay for the whole term because we can't manage to do casual classes.
Sounds good to me. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
I kicked off in rock and roll and sang about blue suede shoes. Then I branched out pretty soon when Bobby sang the blues. The Beatles made me twist and shout right along with the rest. Now I know the songs that I love, singing the best, 'cause I play country rhythm. I play country rhythm. There's something good about a good old-fashioned country song. I play country rhythm. I play country rhythm. There's something good about a good old-fashioned country song. Johnny Cash just kept on strumming while I was playing pop. Charlie Pride and Merle Haggard never seemed to stop. Then disco came along and sat me right back on the seat. That's when I started picking out this country beat. Now I play country rhythm. I play country rhythm. There's something good about a good old-fashioned country song. I play country rhythm. I play country rhythm. There's something good about a good old-fashioned country song. Play country rhythm. There's something good about a good old-fashioned country song. And I play country rhythm. I play country rhythm. There's something good about a good old-fashioned country song. There's something good about a good old-fashioned country song.
Little bit of country there. Now, they say that as you get older in particular, one of the best things you can do is learn a language, because we need to keep our brains active to try and starve off dementia from us all. And I see you've got French.
Yes, we do. Again, that's another one that's been running for a few years. Now, that one actually is running in the evenings, run by a lovely French lady called Sylvie. I attended a class for a little bit last year. It's so much fun. It's very casual. Often at the end of term, we'll have like a bit of a supper, and everybody will bring something. Sylvie will make something French. You have to work. She makes you speak in French. There's no slacking off. But it's a lot of fun and a lot of laughs.
And once you've learned a bit, you can go on to an advanced course as well, can't you?
Yes, but again, because we're having trouble attracting people to continue with things.
Yeah.
At the moment, we've combined our French beginners and advanced.
Oh, right. Yep.
And everybody's happy to do that.
So, and you work at your own pace? Well, she pushes you along.
Yeah, pushes us along, yes. But she does, she will spend time with the advanced people and the beginners people. She sends you homework that you have to do.
Really?
And bring it back next week and do it.
Well, so, I guess it's not much good doing trying to do a new language if you're not going to do some homework and really put your mind into it, is it?
That's absolutely right, yeah.
Otherwise, it's just not going to work. and the old guitars. I see you've got a guitar. Is it lessons or they just get together and jam?
It's a casual strumming session with local guitarist Robbie Gregg, who I think is known to a lot of people in Healesville.
Yeah, but do you need to have some experience in the guitar to be part of that?
You probably do in this one because it's really a strumming session.
Yeah, he's not really taking
it's not really lesson.
The beginners.
But it's very informal.
Yep.
Just come along for an hour.
And so there you go. Bring your guitar.
And they will play requests. My usual request is Layla.
One of our presenters, quite a few years ago, Robbie Jordan, he had a collection of the guitars. He had about 100 of them, so it would have suited him fine, but unfortunately poor Rob's passed on. All right, I've got to take a quick break. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 9 minutes to one. At 1 o'clock we'll have the news and weather, and then we'll have Grant Hutchinson in and the team from Hutchinson Legal. We send them away with a couple of questions. They'll bring those back. They'll tell us some other things that they want to talk about, and we'll send them away with a couple of questions for next time. And then between 2 and 3, we'll have Healesville U3A, a couple of members that we haven't spoken to from U3A before, so we'll find out exactly why they joined and all that and what's going on, because bit like Yarra Glen Living and Learning Centre. They're on a break this week and next week, but come around pretty quick and they'll all be back together. I'd love to have you along till 3 o'clock. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We're at 7 minutes to one. And as I said, at 1 o'clock, we'll have the news and weather and then our legal hour. Righto, Julie, you've got us excited about Yarra Glen. We've heard a few things at Living and Learning Centre that we'd like to get involved. How are we going to find out more about it?
Okay, well, you can call us on our phone number 9730 2887. You can email us on ygdllc@bigpond.com. You can go to our webpage www.yarraglen.com/living and learning, and we have a Facebook page.
And what's that one?
I can't remember.
Is it Yarra Glen Living and Learning Centre?
I think it is. I think it's Yarra Glen Living, Yarra Glen District Living and Learning Centre.
I guess if at the top of the Facebook, if you type in Yarra Glen, something will come up.
It will, yeah. Or come and see us. We're located at 12 to 14 Anzac Avenue, right up the back, near the kinder and the tennis club, and we're usually there in the mornings.
I was going to say every morning?
No, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and occasionally Friday, 9 to 1.
Right. Now, starting to run out of time, but you've had or coming up is your 40th birthday, 40th birthday, is that right?
It is, yes.
Has it been or coming up?
It's coming up. I don't know the exact details, but I believe it's around about May.
Right.
I don't know whether we're having a party, but we've got some other things organised. Oh. We're going to have some giveaways. I think we'll probably have a cake.
Probably run a raffle.
It's all in planning at the moment.
Yep. All right, so just over the next couple of months, you've got the Hanging Baskets with Kathleen coming up. That's on a Saturday, 3rd of May, between 10:30 and a.m. and noon. You've got Bob's Tech Tips, and that's coming up on the 6th of May, between 10 and 12. That there is a cost on some of these, depending on how much they have to supply. That's just $5 for members, $10 for non-members. You've got the Aromatherapy Creations with Sandra. That's on Thursday the 8th of May. On Tuesday the 13th of May. Now, this is very important because a lot of people do the original CPR course and then don't follow it up. And it's no value to you if you don't keep getting it updated every year, is it? Or whatever, however long it's got to be.
Yes, that's
no
correct.
No good nodding your head, yes.
That's correct. So, for instance, mine is well and truly out of date. So yep. I'm going to have to do the whole course, CPR and first aid.
Yep. And if you don't, then almost what you've done in the past is wasted because you just don't – it's not valid.
No.
It's not valid. And none of us want to make a mess of it.
I mean, you can still, in the worst case, have a go, and certainly with first aid, you know, you can have a go at wrapping a bandage as well as you can remember, but it is important to have your skills up to date.
And I should make mention, because our legal man's out there at the moment, and I'm sure he'll agree with this, there is about three lots of legislation. There's the Good Samaritan Act.
Yes, yes.
There's... No, he can't hit me. So there's a couple of other acts that cover you. So they can't sue you as long as you stay within what is reasonably expected of a reasonable person.
That is correct.
Yep. So I know some people say, oh, no, I can't get involved. Well, that's not quite true. Introduction to watercolours, that's on the 14th and the 21st of May. And meditation on Wednesday the 4th, 11th and 8th and the 25th of June. I was going to say, I thought it was the 4th or the 11th. I was going to say, why are you talking about November? And then, of course, coming up in the next term, and I don't know how long this term is, but they go past pretty quick. You've got the Ladies in the Kitchen on Thursday the 17th of July, Men in the Kitchen, Tuesday the 22nd of July, so they get the ladies all cleaned up and out the way before the guys make a mess. And there's got Polly Clay Creations on the 30th of July and Introduction to Genealogy on the 24th of July. So there's plenty of stuff there, and I guess you should just mention again the library tech support, because, you know, a lot of people do need that and they can run into problems.
Yep, that's right. Again, it's run via your library, but as I've said before, come in as many times as you want. You get about half an hour with one of the tech ladies from the library, but you need to book in with our team down in the reading room down at Bell Street.
And while you're not necessarily there in the Yarra Glen Living and Learning Centre, can they take bookings for any of these things down in the reading room or not?
We can, and we would pass it on to the team down at the reading room.
Right, so if someone happens to turn up in the wrong morning, they can still find. So, again, just quickly, the details. You can call in there Tuesdays or Thursdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 12 to 14 Anzac Avenue, Yarra Glen. You can phone them 9730 2887, or you can email YGDLLC, all in lowercase, at bigpond.com, or you can look up their website, the 3 W's, yarraglen1word.com/living and learning. So, and you can get on Facebook, and you'll have to search for it because it's Yarra Glen something.
It is, yes, and I can't remember.
That's fair enough. Julie, look, thanks for coming in. We'll try and get somebody from Yarra Glen Living and Learning in the next term to come in and just tell us what's going on next month. But thank you for coming today.
Thank you, Alan.